Exclusive, the future of crypto, stablecoin company World Liberty Financial to host massive summit at Mar-a-Lago. By Matthew Boyle on February 13, 2026. Washington, a massive forum at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. Next week we'll hash out the future of cryptocurrency featuring major names from across the financial universe. We launched the World Liberty Forum to get the most important decision makers in finance and technology in the same room. World Liberty Financial co-founder and CEO Zach Witkoff told Breitbart News. At World Liberty, our ambition is clear. To protect the U.S. dollar by creating technology that makes it faster, more accessible, and less expensive to use than ever before. Our broader vision is a full ecosystem where traditional finance and decentralized finance operate seamlessly. The event, set for Wednesday, February 18 at President Donald Trump's luxurious seaside resort Mar-a-Lago, is sure to bring together top voices from across the finance and technology spaces. Of course, President Trump's sons Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump are set to be there, as are Steve Witkoff's sons Zach and Alex Witkoff. But beyond them there is a star-studded power lineup from across Wall Street and the most influential financial firms in the world. Those set to attend include the chairman and CEO of Goldman Sachs, David Solomon, Jenny Johnson, the CEO of Franklin Templeton, the chairman of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Michael Selig, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, Lynn Martin, the head of the Small Business Administration, Kelly Loeffler, the White House's Undersecretary for Economic Affairs, Jacob Hellberg, and many other big names. The invitation-only one-day summit of more than 300 leaders in global finance, technology, and public policy is, per sources involved, built around the theme that the strength of the U.S. dollar is being reinforced in its dominance by digital assets. World Liberty Financial stablecoin, $1, is specifically designed to protect and defend the U.S. dollar and make it cheaper, faster, and more accessible to billions of people and countless institutions worldwide. Beyond the finance and public policy leaders expected, some big names who are also going to be there include Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame and Clay Travis from OutKick. Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, and Representative John James, Army, are also expected to attend. The forum is expected to very heavily focus on the future of digital assets like $1 from World Liberty Financial and their role in currency, but beyond that as well discuss major steps of what's next for the cryptocurrency and financial worlds. This event is a merger of sorts between the powers that be in finance and the future of cryptocurrency, something Trump has been leading during his second term in the White House with the signing of the Genius Act last year and future legislation like the pending Clarity Act, possibly on the way. Every major economy understands that digital financial infrastructure is strategic, Zach Witkoff told Breitbart News. The United States will lead that transition, and a dollar-backed stablecoin like $1 is key to that success. $1 was designed from day one to integrate with the institutions that already power global markets. World Liberty Financial has totally taken off since the Trumps and the Witkoffs founded the company, and what's next for them is surely going to be center stage at this event. The future of cryptocurrency and more broadly the future of finance could very well and likely begin to take shape at this event.